Monday morning match game here on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Good morning. It's Chris and the crew. It's Chris and Joe and Dan Zaro, our PST chief meteorologist. So we get your brain moving on a Monday morning by having you play a little match game with us. You put your answers in the 94.5 PST app chat. You try to match us, basically. I mean, it's very simple. We try to match each other. It sounds simple, but...
It
never is.
This is one of those simple in theory games, right, Dan?
I wonder what would happen if we played this on a different day of the week, if we would be more on top of our game.
I don't think we'd get any better.
If you could come up with an alliteration to move it to a different day of the week, we'd be open to it.
True.
Tuesday morning, thatch game. Wednesday morning, whatch game.
That sounds sturdy.
It does kind of. All right. So Joe's the game show host. Yep. I'm getting out of here. Dan's
going
first.
Got my Martin Short little microphone here in my hand. We're ready.
So Dan gets questions. He's going to answer them, and I have to come back and try to match his answers.
Yes, you do.
Yep.
All right. I'm out.
All right, Dan. I'm excited for this week. As the game show host, I wrote some of these myself.
Oh,
ready?
Boy. I'm ready.
I made the first one about you, Dan.
Oh, no.
Our meteorologist, Dan Zaro, loves the weather so much that he planned a picnic in the rain for his wife last week.
Okay.
He thought it would be sexy until his wife Amy opened the basket and found blank.
All right. Well, if I were planning a sexy picnic in the rain,
I can't wait to hear this.
I'll be a little deprecating here, and I'll say that picnic basket would totally be full of umbrellas.
Umbrellas.
Well, I'm a meteorologist. There would be rainbow umbrellas and red umbrellas and an assortment of rain paraphernalia.
And would your wife, Amy, have found that sexy or have been a little unamused by umbrellas?
I think she would have been hungry.
Okay, yeah, she would have been disappointed. That makes sense.
Makes sense with the question, right?
All right, Dan, number two. Have you heard? Survivor just announced they're going to be filming a new season in New Jersey.
That'll be entertaining.
It ends when the contestants run out of blank.
All right, so something classic in New Jersey. I mean, I'm just going to go with the first thing that comes to mind, right? What's quintessential New Jersey? Your number one New Jersey supply? Pork roll?
When the contestants run out of pork roll. All right.
I'm not going to call it Taylor Ham. It's pork roll in my world.
And the third and final super match for you, Dan. Okay. One word. Basic blank.
Basic blank. I mean, I'm thinking like basic needs, basic skills. But no. First thing that comes to mind, I'm going all the way. I'm doing it. Basic B. The word that I'm not going to say it.
I didn't have the dump button ready. I was almost going to say to you, Dan, I don't have my hand on the dump button ready enough. So I'm glad that you didn't make me do it. Because that's what I would have said. If you and I were playing, we would have had a match in that. All right. Chris is back here. Chris, we almost hit the dump button.
You guys, what is going on?
One of us. One of us almost hit
the
dump button.
The window watching the laughter.
And Chris is going to assume I was the one who cursed. We'll just put it that way.
Cursed? Right. Who cursed?
One of us almost did. All right.
Oh, no.
Number one, Chris.
Okay.
It's about our pal, Dan. Mm-mm. Our meteorologist, Dan Zaro.
Oh, no.
Loves the weather so much.
How much does he love it?
He planned a picnic in the rain for his wife last week. He thought it would be sexy until his wife, Amy, opened the basket and found...
Opened the basket and he thought it would be sexy, so it's not going to be sexy with what she found in the basket? What would not be sexy in a picnic basket? Is it the stuff that got ruined in the rain?
She's very literal, though. Sometimes she's so literal, it's...
Well,
painful.
Oh, you know what? You know what? I'm going to be a little creative here. Not sure if Dan would be. Umbrellas.
That is absolutely right.
Wow. Yes.
Rain paraphernalia, severe weather supplies.
Right.
That is very sexy, thank you.
Is that a euphemism?
Sure.
No, I just thought, really, that's what Dan would say.
Okay. I just thought Chris
thought
Wallace
at first,
was
like food that got ruined or something.
Just don't forget your poncho.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. That would have been another good answer. Mm-hmm.
Dan, that was
ponchos
good.
Ponchos would have been good.
All right, Chris.
No, but we got it.
Number two. Let's see if we can go for two for two.
Okay.
Have you heard, Chris? Survivor just announced they're going to be filming a new season in New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
It ends when the contestants run out of blank.
Let's see. What's very Jersey? When they run out of pork roll.
Pork roll? Oh, my God. No way.
No way.
The tribe has spoken. That's right.
Well, we're two for two.
That's
oh
right.
Oh, my God. Dan, there's a chance Chris matches with you on the Super Match.
We have a possibility. It's happened before. We've gone 3 for 3 before.
I mean, what else is really Jersey? You know what I mean?
That's good. All right.
I thought of gas, too. Run out of gas. But that was a little too. Anyway, go ahead.
All right.
Third, which is our Super Match one word, Chris. Ready? I'm going to give you 10 seconds. Basic blank.
Basic blank. I'm not allowed to say that.
Maybe you want to.
Oh, is that why you guys were cursing? Basic. I'm going for it then. The first thing in my mind was basic. I'm just going to say B. You did it?
I did.
I was surprised.
I didn't think you were cool enough to go with basic B.
Thanks a lot. Oh, wow. I almost didn't because you wouldn't think that I did. But I mean...
Dan, you are cooler than I thought.
Dan, that poncho joke today. You know, we don't give Dan enough credit.
I bring umbrellas to a picnic, and I'm just a basic bee. That's all there is to it.
That's it. Oh, my God, Dan. Have we ever gone 3 out of 3?
Once or twice, maybe. That's amazing. This is great.
This is a good start.
We're on a roll.
So we're going to do... And here we go. Round 2 of Monday Morning Match Game on 94.5 PST. Good morning. It's Chris and the crew. Thanks for being here, hanging with us. It's Chris, Joe, Dan Zaro, our PST chief meteorologist. Wow, we killed round 1.
Yes, we did.
3 out of 3 matches. So if you want to play along, you can always put your answers in the 94.5 PST app chat. It's my turn to answer them first. And then Dan's going to come back in the room and see if he can match my answers.
I feel a bit of pressure this time around. Oof. You know, 3 for 3.
Score.
Can we go 6 for 6?
I'm not sure.
I don't think so, but I don't want to be pessimistic.
The boss, I called boss Sam. He said lunch is on him if you guys get a perfect match.
Really?
And he said it could involve alcohol.
That could involve alcohol?
He said, Boss Sam said a boozy lunch on him.
Oh, boy.
Wow. All right, okay, that's incentive.
You better channel in.
Boss Sam,
Lock in.
I may put words in your mouth. Okay.
Okay.
You do it.
All right, I'm out of here.
Hi, Dan.
You're ready to lock in.
That boozy lunch is on the line here. You ready?
Yes.
Question number 1, Chris.
Okay.
Doja Cat's new album came out on Friday.
Yep.
Her next music video is set entirely inside a giant blank.
Oh. Let's see. She's a little crazy, a little creative. Inside a giant bubble?
Bubble. Okay.
I don't know if that's a great answer.
I would have gone like the female anatomy route or something.
I swear to God, Joe, I thought that.
That's what I really did. But you locked in bubble, I guess. Do you want to change? I'll be in a good mood.
I really did. That was the first thing in my mind was like a... But I can't... Can I say those words?
We'll just say female anatomy.
Okay. Well, okay.
Which would you like, bubble or female anatomy woman?
I swear to God,
you have to pick one.
That is what I thought very
first.
So
do you want to start with that?
Dan's not going to say that, though, so I'm sticking bubble.
Okay, she's sticking bubble. If Dan comes in and says female anatomy,
He's not going to say that.
Question 2, Chris. Have you heard about the latest Instagram trend?
Maybe.
This year, influencers are posing in cornfields holding blank.
Oh, what would be crazy to hold inside of a cornfield? I've got 2 answers. Ugh. Because the corn... Well, I'm just going to tell you my 2 answers.
She's
got to explain
herself.
A chainsaw is number 1. And then the next one is a little... a match was my 2nd one.
One of those is stronger.
Chainsaw.
All right, chainsaw locked in. 3rd one, Chris, super match. Here you go. Ready? One word. 10 seconds. Go. Hair blank.
Hair cut.
Cut. Okay. Dan?
Here he comes. He's coming.
Hello.
There he is.
All right, Dan. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Dan, I don't know.
I'm not feeling so confident.
Okay.
Question 1 really sent Chris into a tizzy. Let's see what it does for you.
All right.
I tried to really come up with what you would say.
Dan, Doja Cat's new album came out on Friday, as I'm sure you've listened several times.
Oh, you know it.
Her next music video is set entirely inside a giant blank.
Well, I think we lost the boozy lunch. Okay. Joe, help me talk this one out a little bit. Okay. Mm-hmm. Be your impartial neutral host.
Yeah.
Doja Cat, kind of an oddity.
She's definitely... bold is the word I would use.
And actually, I think I saw the name of the album is V.
Yeah.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. So can I just say the music video is set inside a giant letter V?
You can.
You can say that.
I'll say that. Okay.
Didn't match.
It's not a match.
Chris implied something with a V, though.
Oh?
Something you would never say. Female parts.
Oh. Oh.
She's a little out there.
A little okay. sexy, you know?
Yeah, like but then I thought more wholesome and was going to say bubble, which you weren't going to say anyway. So,
well, she's not Glinda the Good Witch.
Maybe that's what I was right? thinking. Wicked. I'm already in wicked mode.
Okay. Okay.
All right, Dan. Or all right, Dan.
Yes,
yeah.
That's me.
Yeah, yes, that's his name. Our meteorologist, Joe. Meet Dan. Dan, meet Joe.
All right, Dan. Have you heard about the latest trend on Instagram?
No.
This year, influencers. Very honest. This year, influencers are posing in cornfields holding blank.
Okay, so the first thing that comes to mind is corn. But hang on, not my answer. That's too obvious, right?
Not really.
So okay, so I'm imagining these stupid looking influencers posting in cornfields, posing like hugging with the stupid duck face, holding a scarecrow. Like
holding
hugging
a
scarecrow?
Well, that's a good answer, too.
Not really.
Oh.
Well, it's a good answer. Scarecrow, I'd say, is better than Chris's, which was chainsaw.
No, it was
Chris went the horror
be...
route.
Yeah.
Oh.
You went the wholesome,
so,
like family in a cornfield.
That's haunted corn maze kind of thing. Yeah.
That wouldn't be... Okay, anyway.
You went the dangerous route.
Yeah, you went the hayride-y route. Dan went like the let's go pumpkin picking.
Chris, you look angry.
It was supposed to be obvious.
Chris, you look angry.
I don't know why, because we were doing so well and now we're crashing.
And now we're
burning.
Not. Yeah.
Well, let's see if the super match can rebound for it. All right, Dan, you ready?
Come okay. on, Dan.
Dan, Boss right. Sam just updated. He said if you get this, boozy lunch is on you.
Oh, okay.
All right. Super match for you, Dan. Hair blank.
Come on.
Hair.
Spit it out.
Blank. All right. What gives a girl power and poise? Is it charm? Is it poise? No, it's hairspray?
Close. Had to do with grooming and stuff, I
Haircut,
guess.
Haircut, Chris said.
Haircut, I said. You know what, though? We're still 3 out of 6, which is a heck of a lot better than we normally do. Really?
Can we just rewind and erase the second half of this and go with that?
All right. Ed Bunny. International star right now, right? I mean, huge. I mean, no doubt he's huge. I can't help but feeling a little disappointed, though. Although I love dancing during the halftime show, and I think we're all going to be dancing.
Yeah.
But, you know, we heard those rumors that Taylor was going to do it, and then I kind of just had it in my mind that it was going to be her.
Yeah, this will be a good exposure to a more English-speaking audience for Bad Bunny, I think, than he's had in terms of a global stage. Yeah. He's massive. He is
probably huge
internationally, I would say, a bigger star than Taylor Swift on the international stage globally.
I would agree with you. I mean, he's also done collaborations with Cardi B, with Drake, with Jennifer Lopez. I mean, tons of stars.
Everyone loves working with him, by the way. They say he is one of the nicest, most humble guys. I don't even know that he realizes how big of a star he truly is.
He put out a statement that said, "It's for those who came before me and ran countless yards so I could come in and score a touchdown. This is for my people, my culture, and our history." It gives me kind of tingles when I read it. He is amazing. Don't get me wrong. I figured they wouldn't give a rumor of Taylor if it wasn't Taylor. You know what I'm saying? I thought we were full speed.
We don't
ahead.
Know who was spreading that rumor anyway. This is also a good celebration for Puerto Rico because, I mean, they've had a lot of, you know, struggles, storms and stuff the past couple of years. So it's a big celebration of them as well.
Yeah. So there you go. Bad Bunny is your Super Bowl halftime performer.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
Today we have a contestant, Chris, coming back for some revenge.
Oh, no.
Ryan in Pemberton, you said the last time you were here for Can't Beat Chris, you got none of them right.
Oh, none?
Nope.
Oh, then I'm not worried about him.
Oh,
I'm just
Ryan,
kidding.
you're going to let her talk to you like
kidding.
That, Ryan?
I'm just kidding, Ryan.
All right, Ryan, we're going to kick Chris out of here.
I'm out.
We're going to kick that trash talker out of here. When she comes back, she'll get the same 3 questions you get, okay?
All right.
All right, Ryan, your game starts right now. Here we go. Question number 1. Today is actress Chrissy Metz's birthday. She's best known for making us cry in each week of her show, where she starred as Kate Pearson on a popular NBC drama. What was that show called? Chrissy Metz. Kate Pearson.
Kate Pearson.
NBC.
NBC.
A few years ago. That's about all I got for you. I can't help you anymore.
I, I have to pass. I have no idea.
All right, we're going to lock in a solid pass there. Question number two. It's the big release week for Taylor Swift. Her debut single was titled after a country music star. What was it called? Name a country music star, Ryan. That's all you got to do.
Carrie Underwood. I don't know.
We're locking in Carrie Underwood. Third and final. Halloween is about a month away. Kathy to Jimmy, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Bette Midler all star in a spooky Halloween classic. What is that movie called? Ryan?
This just isn't my game.
Are we going to pass on that one too, Ryan?
I have to.
All right. Can't Beat Chris this morning is powered by our friends at Al's Airport Inn Bar and Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week with brunch Saturdays and Sundays. Happy hour drink specials Monday through Saturday. Online, alsairportinn.com. Of course, we're going to be out there Thursday night starting at 8 o'clock with our Taylor Swift listening party. Al's, it's where the locals go. Hello, Chris.
Hey.
You ready, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm nervous because he's out for revenge.
He was out for revenge, Ryan, right? Okay. First question.
How you feeling, Ryan? You did good?
Absolutely not.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Poor Chris. Ryan.
It's actress Chrissy Metz's birthday, Chris.
Oh, no.
She's best known for making us cry each week in her role as Kate Pearson on a popular NBC drama that aired a few years ago.
Yes,
what
I
was that show called?
Chrissy Metz. I'm blanking on the name, but I can see it. Yes, it was those gut-wrenching cries every week. This Is Us.
Chris said This Is Us.
Oh.
Ryan passed. This Is Us is correct. It. Chris won. Ryan zero.
I had to, it didn't come to me right away. I had to, say her name and picture her in my head.
All right, Chris, here we go. Question two. It's release week for Taylor Swift. Her debut single was titled after a country music star. What was that song called?
Yeah, this is a hard one. Tim McGraw.
You said Tim McGraw. Ryan said Carrie Underwood, the correct answer. Tim McGraw.
Yeah, I know a lot of people would remember that far back, you know?
Yeah, it's been around. All right. Third and final question. Halloween, about a month away now, Chris. Kathy and Jimmy, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Bette Midler all star in a spooky Halloween classic. What is the name of that?
Hocus Pocus.
I'm suppressed that you knew that.
Oh, come on.
Amok. That's
everybody
not
knows that.
All right, Chris, that means you have all three today. And my guy, Ryan, unfortunately, once again, Ryan. You have yet to get one right, man.
Well, Ryan, at least you're consistent, right?
I just know tomorrow I'm going to listen in. You guys are going to ask, what position does Jalen Hurts play? I'm going to be livid.
Ryan, you're welcome back anytime for more revenge.
Aww.
For being, you got to say that phrase of shame first.
Yeah, I need to hear it.
I am Ryan from Pemberton, and I cannot beat Chris.
Still can't. For being a good sport, we get you this pair of tickets to see Ed Sheeran when he brings the Loop Tour to the Lincoln Financial Field in South Philly in 2026. That's Saturday, September 19th. Special guests Macklemore and Lucas Graham. Tickets on sale right now for everyone else at edsheeran.com.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Oh my gosh, Selena Gomez, Benny Blanco got married over the weekend as expected. We've got all the pictures so you can see. So pretty. She looked beautiful. They're up on the 94.5 PST Instagram story for you. And he even posted that he married a real life Disney princess. I mean, they're just the cutest. They both wore Ralph Lauren. Selena wore like a halter gown with a low back, like a dramatic low back. Oh, she's gorgeous. Benny wore like a classic black tux bow tie. Taylor, of course, was there. I didn't find out that she was like in bridesmaid role. I think she was just a guest.
Yeah, it's not clear that there were any bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't see any of that stuff.
No,
yeah.
No, we just saw the two of them. Paris Hilton was there. Ed Sheeran was there. Her Wizards of Waverly Place co-star David Henry was there. And, of course, Martin Short, Steve Martin, Paul Rudd, Ashley Park from Only Murders in the Building. They were all there. Again, we've got the pictures posted for you. You can go see. Just fairy tale-like. They're at the 94.5 PST Instagram story. So, man, Taylor had a weekend because then she immediately flew back from California. It was in California, by the way. We knew that. She flew back to the Chiefs game yesterday. No big entrance. Just kind of snuck in, supporting Trav. She's with her mom, her dad, and her brother. Speaking of football, the Super Bowl halftime performer has been announced. It's not Taylor, like we had heard the rumors. It's Bad Bunny.
estarás. Se nota cuando me ahí donde no has llegado, sabes que
He's
it's going to be a good show.
That
dancing.
Tour is very difficult to get into, so it's a way to bring it to people.
Would you say he's one of the biggest international stars?
I would
stars?
Say globally right huge. Now, there is not a star on this planet bigger than Bad Bunny.
Yeah, huge. Nothing Bundt Cakes opening a new location in Hamilton Marketplace, just so you know. That's a cool shopping center. I like it there. And free coffee today. Did I tell you this? It's National Coffee Day today. So if you're a Dunkin' Rewards member, you get a free cup of medium, hot, or iced. You got to purchase something in the app. And at Starbucks, you're getting 100 free points, which isn't free coffee today, but it basically gets you enough points to get yourself a free cup next time.
Buy today, free next time.
There you go. So there's a scoop. Joe's butt hurt. It's Chris and the crew. It's Chris and Joe, the butt hurt Joe on 94.5 PST. So what happened? So your friend was in town, didn't look you up. You're all upset.
Yeah,
about
well, it didn't hit me up. I mean, they knew how to get in touch with me, which I think is even worse, right? So I had a friend, an old
this
friend.
Is someone you grew up with?
Someone from college. So okay. Years ago now at this point, but someone from college was in town visiting, and I didn't realize it until I saw it on Instagram. And I was like, oh, no, hey, you're my
but
sound.
Did you even have time to hang out?
I was busy this weekend.
Right, so what
so did I actually
about?
Have time? No, but I'm allowed to be butthurt by it. I'm allowed to be. Like,
I don't know if
I,
you are.
Like, I worked Saturday night. We were out at Valley of Fear, so I couldn't have hung out Saturday. Yesterday, I had kickball all day and stuff. Couldn't have hung out yesterday. Friday night, I was down in Wilmington for a musical. So I didn't have time, but I would have liked to have it. It's nice to be acknowledged.
I do understand what you're saying, and I've actually been in the same situation. So I get where you're coming from, but I also have been on the other end of it where I've been the one in town. And sometimes, honestly, Joe, there's just too many people, and I'm sure that person, whoever it is, was in town for a reason. So that
sure.
reason probably took up most of the time. So I don't think you have a right to be butthurt.
It's nice to be messaged. And anyone who messages me should probably know.
How often do you guys message when they're not in town? Never?
Once every 8 months.
Well, then what do
twice
you,
a year.
Then you were not owed a message.
How many other people do they know in Philadelphia? Not many.
They were clearly here for a reason.
I think they were
like
here for
I
a
said.
Wedding.
Right. Then they their time was taken up by the wedding
confirm,
then.
But I'm pretty sure.
All right. Is Joe allowed to be butthurt about this? 609. Does Joe have a right to be mad? And should he confront his friend who didn't look him up over the weekend? It's Chris and the crew. Chris and Joe. So Joe's friend from college, you said?
Yeah.
Was in town over the weekend. And Joe saw pictures on Instagram and realized he didn't get a text.
Yeah.
He didn't get a message.
I like
he
to
didn't look
be
him
included.
Up. I mean, everybody likes to be included to an extent, but I don't think when someone's in town, you know how many people he probably had to look up, like you're saying?
How many people? I don't know. How many people do you know? You know? But, so just a hey.
If he's not from here, though, he's just coming here for a purpose.
Just a hey.
You know what I'm saying?
All I needed was a hey.
You needed a hey?
I wanted a picture of something. Be like, oh my God, I'm at the whatever, Rocky Steps. Like, oh my God, have fun. That's all. I really don't need. You know me. When I say I don't need to see someone, you know I don't need to see someone.
So, okay. So we've got Maggie and Ben Salem on the line. Joe wants to confront his friend about this. Would you say anything?
I wouldn't say a word. Save your dignity. You already know the answer. Like, they didn't want to see you for whatever reason. It will be an awkward conversation, and you probably won't even get the truth.
True.
They also may not have time, like, have had time to see friends. Like, they might have been busy for real.
I totally agree with her. And if you're saying you just needed a hey, they could say hey from wherever they live when they're not in the city. You know what I mean? The fact that you wanted a hey just because they were stepping foot in your city, as Joe calls it.
That's all,
it.
Yeah.
Like, that's ridiculous.
If you're in my base, I just want to know you're here. That's all. I feel better knowing you're here. That's all.
I think you're crazy and you need too much attention. That's what I think.
Probably.
It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Oh my God, I'm dying. So Kieran Culkin and his wife, Jazz is her name. They're expecting baby number 3. Now, the funny thing about this is,
it's been a bit of a running gag.
It was a bet that they had, bro. Not a bet, but it was sort of like, hey, if I win an award, you have a baby type of thing.
Well, it started at the Emmys when he stood up there and he said, you'll give me baby number 3. He surprised her on the mic when he said that. He said a couple of months later, he in the parking lot, she said to him, if you get an Oscar, I'll give you number four.
So listen to this.
Four when you win an Oscar. I held my hand out. She shook it. And I have not brought it up once until just now. You remember that, honey? You do? No pressure. I love you. I'm really sorry I did this again. And let's get cracking on those kids. What do you say?
So they're obviously cracking on the
kids. So they're cracking on number three. She's now living up to her Emmy's promise. Now she has to live up to the Oscars promise.
Ooh, give the for girl number some four. Time.
Maybe she could get lucky enough twins.
Give her some time.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Oh, so exciting. Selena Gomez, Benny Blanco got married on Saturday. We're waiting for the pictures. We've got them up for you on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. She just looked beautiful. Looked like a little fairy tale. So we heard that they both wore Ralph Lauren. She wore like a halter gown with a low back. Beautiful. Benny wore like a classic black tux with a bow tie. Taylor was there, not a bridesmaid mode. Ed Sheeran was also there, and I'm hearing that they both were one of the few people that gave like heartfelt speeches at the reception.
Her grandfather walked her down the aisle. Her mom, there was, I looked
her mom gave a speech.
Her mom
too.
Gave a speech. There was a rumor her mom was butthurt about something. It's just that her mom actually thinks it's touching. She had her grandfather walk her down versus her stepfather.
Yeah, both sets of parents gave speeches from what I'm hearing. So yeah, it was just a really nice thing. Her Wizards of Waverly Place co-star David Henry was there. Her Only Murders in the Building co-stars were all there. Martin Short, Steve Martin, Paul Rudd, Ashley Park was there too. So yeah, again, we've got all the pictures posted on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. Man, Taylor was busy. So she was in California first for the wedding. By the way, all the guests stayed in basically one hotel and then were shuttled to the secret location. Taylor stayed in a rented house. Her security didn't want her among the other guests. It makes sense, yeah. So then she got back on a plane. She hit Arrowhead Stadium yesterday for the Chiefs game. No big entrance. Sometimes she makes a big entrance. Sometimes she doesn't. Yesterday was one of those days where she didn't. Her mom and dad were with her. Her brother was with her. They, kind of cheered, supported Travis. Travis got into another little scuffle with Andy Reid.
Yeah.
The two and them are button heads this season.
It's giving, if you're a Phillies fan, it's giving Nick Castellanos and Rob getting into some fights lately. These older players and their managers are not getting along.
Yeah. So speaking of football, the Super Bowl halftime performer has been announced. It's a good one. Bad Bunny. Although we really thought it was going to be Taylor because they had floated some rumors out there. But we're hearing that those talks broke down when the NFL wouldn't let Taylor own the rights to the performance. You know, she's really touchy about that since she got her catalog back and everything. Mm-hmm. So, Bad Bunny is the performer. You know this one. Yeah, he's huge.
Biggest international star.
I mean, We're talking about big-time star power.
No doubt.
So, Kendrick Lamar, Joe, they said, was the most, this was last year, or beginning of this year, the most watched halftime show ever. You think Bad Bunny will beat it?
Bad Bunny, even if he doesn't in real time, the YouTube clips of it and stuff will absolutely, I mean, his average music video has over a billion views. It's a crazy. Billion with a B.
It's got a huge following. So yeah, that's going down Sunday, February 8th at Levi's Stadium out in California. And if you don't have your coffee yet, you can get free coffee at Dunkin' today. It's National Coffee Day today. So if you're a rewards member, you get a free cup, medium, hot, or iced with a purchase in the app. At Starbucks, you're getting 100 bonus points, which basically gets you a free cup next time you go in. So there you go. There's the scoop. These things happen to you, I swear.
And this wasn't even a me thing, though.
It's Chris and Joe. We're Chris and the Crew on 94.5 PST. It's 9:10.
So I went to the Phillies game Saturday night with friends. They brought their mom. And their poor mom got hit in the head with a home run ball.
What?
The first one, by the way, in the game.
Was this on TV?
They didn't really, the thing is when it's an opposing home run, they don't really show the crowd too much.
Oh, okay.
You could see my friend bobbling the ball in his hand a little bit, and then it just smacks his poor mom in the head.
Nobody told her it was coming? Like, well, heads up? No, there was no heads?
I think
it's just too fast.
You assume in those moments, because I've been to several game balls have come near. This is the closest it's ever been to me. But you kind of assume it's going to be caught, bounced, deflected. Even if you dodge, because if you dodge to the right, it may go to the right or whatever. So there is no guarantee kind of thing.
Wait,
you know?
Okay, so I have so many questions because I've always wanted to know, what happens after that? So does Philly's staff come rushing to her?
Staff was very helpful.
Really?
They within seconds.
Did she get free tickets for getting hit?
There's any free tickets. Because when you walk into a baseball park, you essentially... You waiver your rights, really, essentially. Yeah. Not that they said that. They checked her out for all health
Did
stuff.
Did she go, behind the scenes?
I didn't go, but my friends saw a part of the stadium they've never seen before because they had to go, into the medical tents or whatever.
Yeah.
No concussion, nothing serious.
Oh, good.
But, yeah, when you think about the luck of that, think about how much square footage there is in a ballpark, how many random seats the ball could go to hit somebody square in the head.
Did she have a bump? Did she have a bruise?
She did, yeah. Oh, it's one of those unfortunate things. I said to my friend, I was like, well, their playoff run, this could be a chance, maybe milk them for a pair of tickets.
They could have given her free tickets.
You'd hope.